我们先一同低头祷告。天父，我们知道你与我们同在。
Father, we know that you are with us.
我们要在这个时候求你开我们的心。
We ask that you open our hearts.
让我们有一颗受教的灵。
So that we are teachable.
让我们可以领受你的话语。
So that we can receive your word.
并且按着你的话语去实行。
And also according to your word, we can obey.
祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
人生是非常短促。
Life is very short.
越是年轻的时候越没有这种感觉。
When you are young, you don't feel like that way.
但是年纪越大呢就越有这种感受。
But when you get older, you feel that life is very short.
你大概你们这些小年轻的人大概不会想到像台上的牧师也曾经在大学的时候念书。
For those of you sitting there, you don't think about the pastor here. He has been in college.
我就感觉大学好像就是昨天一样。
Just look like...My college life is yesterday.
但是呢，我现在已经开始拿养老金了。
But now I'm receiving Social Security retirement.
在我年轻的时候呢，我曾经坐下来写下我人生的计划。
When I was young, I sit down and sat down and write down what I want to do in my life.
我定下了人生的目标。
I set my goals for myself.
感谢主，很多目标都已经达成了。
And praise the Lord, many goals has been fulfilled.
当然也有一些我想要做的事没有做到。
Of course, some of the things, some of the goals that I want to do, but have some.
还有一些事情我有了改变。
Of course, sometimes I change.
我曾经有一个梦想。
Once I have a dream.
在很小的时候，我就想我要做一个作曲家。
When I was very young, I want to be a composer.
所以我要学和声学，要学这个作曲。
So I want to learn harmonics and how to write music.
后来呢，师母到美国来念音乐教育。
Later on, my wife came to this country and learned music education.
我就跟她一起学和声学和作曲。
So I just went to school with her to learn harmonics and how to write music.
我还跟她一起写了一首管弦乐演奏的交响乐。
And me and my wife did composers a symphony for a band.
我如果当时没有写下这个梦想的话，我大概这个梦想就会过去了。
So if I never wrote down this goal, and my dream will pass away.
那在退休之前，我是在达拉斯第一华人基金会牧会。
Before my retirement, I was pastor in the Dallas First Baptist Church.
那在牧会聘牧的时候
，During my interview,
有人问我将来有什么目标。
They asked me.What kind of goals you have?
我说我的梦想就是把教堂坐满。
And I told them my goal is I want every seat in the church are filled.
体育馆的教室都坐满。
And all the classrooms in the gym are filled.
在我刚刚去的时候，好像是个不可能的事情。
At that time, it looked like it's impossible.
因为他们大概只有四分之一的椅子有人。
Because at that time, it's about one quarter of the rooms of the seats are filled.
可是我离开这个教会的时候，他们的教育馆已经完工了。
But when I left the church, the gym is already finished.
他们的 gym 在我去以前就 finish 了。
The gym building is finished before you.
Yeah, 然后他们又盖了一个新的教育馆。
Oh, they built another new education building.
因为他们在 gym 里面那个教室不够用。
Because they don't have enough room in the gym.
所以我的梦想是达成了。
So it fulfilled my dream.
如果你没有什么目标
，So if you don't have a goal，
时间过去你一定会很空虚。
So when the time goes by, you will feel empty.
你不知道为什么活着。
You don't know why you live here.
人生有许多不同的目标。
We have many goals in our life.
你要找什么样的目标呢
？What kind of goals you want？
我发现呢，这个留下永恒念头的这种思想，是人心中最深刻的需要。人喜欢在自己的心里留下永恒的纪念。
Oh, we all like to have eternal things in our heart.
这是我们最深的需要。
Because this is our deepest need.
所以我就劝在座的这些年轻的弟兄姊妹。
So I encourage all the young people here.
要把你的人生目标写下来。
So write down the goals.
然后你就带着你的目标一步一步往前走。
So take your goal and then you move forward.
我们今天的经文呢是在诗篇112篇。
Today the The scripture is from the Bible, Psalm 112.
我们原来是应该要把全篇都读的。
Originally, I want to read the whole psalm.
我以为我写了说要写这个起因经文的时候读这个诗篇112篇。
I thought during the responsive reading, we are going to read that psalm.
啊，这个全篇都是非常美的一篇诗篇。
Because this hymn is very pretty.
我们今天现在只读第六节。
But we just read verse 6.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
义人被纪念，直到永远。
The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance.
你知道这是什么意思吗？
Do you understand what does it mean?
义人不是完全人。
You know, righteous person is not perfect person.
因为圣经早就说世上一个义人都没有。
Because the Bible already said that there's none righteous person in the world.
这里的义人是说一个人的方向走对了。
The righteous person means the person is moved in the right direction.
所以他在别人的心中有个永恒的回忆。
So in other people's mind, they have an eternal remembrance for him.
诗人是在写诗歌。
The author is writing a hymn.
他在问什么事情会给人留下永恒的回忆。
He is asking what kind of thing that you can bring people that can leave the memories for other people.
其实这是每一个做父母的人希望自己的子女可以达到的。
This is just like all the parents want their kids to be.
我们都希望自己的孩子好好做人。
We all as parents want our kids to be good.
然后将来对世界有贡献。
And they can contribute to the world.
让别人会永恒的纪念你。
So everybody, people can remember you.
大概没有一个父母指望说，哎，你将来要做守财奴啊。
So none of the parents want you to be
Scrooge. 或者是说，哎，你以后就一生追求这个荣耀虚名。
Or just go to pursue fame. Name and fame.
你总是指望我们的子女找一些高尚的、可尊敬的、能够荣耀神的目标。
All the parents want the kids to pursue some goal that is a precious and high standard.
这就是诗篇第一百一十二篇六节的意思。
This is what this psalm verse said.
我们来看以弗所书第四章第一节。
Now, next, let's look at another Bible verse in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 1.
这是我们中文跟英文一起读。
Now, we read together in both Chinese and English at the same time.
来，我劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。这里说到你们已经蒙召了。
This verse said you already Safe,
那么所以就是你们，这是对基督徒讲。
In other words, this verse is talking to Christians.
那么还没有信耶稣的人，这话对你什么意思呢？
For those that are not Christian, what does it mean to them?
是不是你没有信耶稣，你就没有神的呼召了？
In other words, if you don't believe in Christ, then you don't have the calling.
也不是。
Not necessary.
很多人还没有信耶稣。
Many, many people, they don't accept Christ.
已经有感觉。有一个使命
，But they feel they have a mission.
等到他信耶稣以后，他才发现。
But after they receive Christ, then they discover this what the mission is.
他发现是神在把这个使命交在他的心里。
And they discover that God put this mission in their mind.
当神要呼召你的时候
，So when God call you,
在你信主以前很多年
，Even though before you become a Christian, long long times ago,
你已经会感受到神在召唤你。
You will feel that God is calling you.
可是那个时候我们不清楚。
But at that time you don't understand and realize that.
或者我们会拒绝这种召唤。
Maybe you will reject this kind of calling.
但是你信耶稣以后，你就更加清楚了。
But after you become a Christian, you will clearly understand the calling.
曾经有个心理学家呢，做了一个研究。
Once there's a psychologist, he has some research done.
你要知道，这个心理学通常是跟信仰是相反的。
As you know, the psychologist is always against Christian faith.
心理学家是大部分都不是信耶稣的。
Most of the psychologists, they are not Christians.
那么这个心理学家他做了研究报告。
But this psychologist, he did a research and a report.
他说每一个人都追求幸福的人生。
So everybody pursues a good life, happy life.
他指出有八种基本的人需要，人性需要。
He talked about there's eight basic needs that mankind have.
这些需要呢，就是指出神在人心中的工作。
These needs that God put it in us.
这 不是神学院研究的结果。
This is not done by seminary.
可是和圣经是完全一致的。
But it is coincident the same teaching in the Bible.
这个理论呢，是1943年首先由 Abraham Maslow 提出来的。
This theory was done in 1943 by a psychologist called Abraham Maslow.
那么他早就已经过世了。
This person already passed away, died.
可是他的理论呢，经过他的徒子徒孙加以发展。
But his theory, after he died, his theory continued studied by his students.
起初是他提出五项基本要求。
In the beginning, he only talked about five basic needs.
现在成了八项人性的需要。
But now it increased to eight needs.
那这个理论就是解释为什么人会想要去做一些事。
This theory talked about why mankind want to do certain things.
人出生呢就有这种需要。
When a person born, you have this kind of needs.
第一层的需要是追求满足生理需要。
The first level, the needs is called physiological needs.
你要活着呢，你必须要有这些满足这些需要。
If you want to live, you need to fulfill this kind of needs.
因为你要吃东西。
Because you need to eat.
你要喝水。
You need to drink.
要呼吸，
you need to breathe,
你要睡觉，
you need to sleep.
没有这些事呢， 人类就不能存在。
If you don't do any of this, you cannot survive.
在美国 85% 的人呢都满足了这些需要。
You know, in this country, in the United States, 85% of the population, they satisfied with this need.
第二层的需要是安全感的需要。
The second level of needs is called safety needs.
人能够活下去就寻求有保障。
When you continue to live, you want to guarantee that you have safety.
这种需要让你追求公平。
This kind of needs, you want to have justice.
那么因为你要有个公平的环境，你才可以实现你的基本需要。
Because you need a equal environment in order to have those basic needs.
在美国呢，75%的人呢满足了这个需要。
In this country, about 75% of people satisfied with this need.
第三层次的需要是归属感的需要。
The third kind of needs, the third level is the needs of belonging
and love.
And love.
那么人的基本需要能够满足以后呢，又有安全的保障，就需要别人认可。
So after you have the basic need, you have the safety, and you need to be recognized.By others.
然后要希望别人爱你，你也可以爱人。
And you also you want to be loved and love others.
如果这个需要不能满足呢，你心里就有压力。
If you cannot fulfill these kind of needs, then you will have pressure.
在美国50%的人都满足了这层的需要。
In this country, about only half 50% of the population satisfied this need.
第四层次的需要呢是被尊重的需要。
The four kinds of needs is called.
每一个人做成一件事的时候，
Everybody, when you finish a task,
他希望自己做成的事别人能够肯定。
When you finish a work, you want to be acknowledged by others.
要得到别人的赏识和尊重。
You want to be admired or respect by others.
这四项的需要是基本的需要。
So the above the last four needs are the basic needs.
接下去的四项是叫做增长的需要。
The next four are the improvements.
Advanced needs.
Advanced needs.
那么有一个事实就是很多人就是在活在这个前面四项的需要里面。
A lot of people just survive in the first four kinds of needs.
可是事实上呢，神早就安排了资源和方法让我们满足最基本的这四项需要。
Actually, God already gave us the basic.He gave us a resource to fulfill the four basic needs.
你只要按着神的命令。
So if you just live according to God's life, God's will.
那么这四项需要一定会得到满足。
So it's very easy to attain the first four needs.
但是人不能只满足这个基本的四个需要。
But mankind cannot just satisfy with the basic four kinds of needs.
你必须要再进一步。
You have to be advanced.
如果你没有更追求进一步的需要呢，你心里很空虚。
If you cannot continue to pursue the advanced needs, you will feel empty.
那第五层次的需要呢，是追求知识的满足。
The fifth kind is the cognitive needs.
啊，人需要增加知识。
We need knowledge.
要明白环境对你有什么意义。
We have to understand what is the meaning of the surrounding.
也要去追求新的经验。
We want to have new experience.
啊，那么第六层次是追求美感的满足。
The sixth level is to pursue the beauty. It's called aesthetic needs.
啊，我们渴望活在一个美丽的环境里。
We all like to live a beautiful environment.
享受大自然。
Enjoy the nature.
然后喜欢看那个美丽的艺术品跟音乐。
Enjoy the arts, the music.
还有其他很多美好的事情。
And many good things.
让我们感觉得非常美丽。
So we get a good feeling of beauty.
然后我们就跟神所创造的大自然能够融合。
Then we can unify with the creation that God made.
你如果想一下，你会发现呢，第五项跟第六项是有一点属灵的层面。
So if you look at the fifth and the sixth kinds of need, it's related to our spiritual life.
你如果认识神呢，你就一定会满足这两项需要。
If you know God, it's very easy to fulfill to satisfy these two kinds of needs.
而魔鬼呢，是只要你停留在基础需要里面。
But you know the devil just want you to.They had the first four levels.
他要你只管吃喝睡觉就够了。
He just want you to eat and sleep and play. That's all.
那就跟狗一样，没什么差别。
Just like puppy, like animal.
啊，第七层次是发挥自我的天赋和才干。
The seventh level is called self-actualization needs.
前面的几项需要都满足以后，人追求自己才干的发挥。
After you have the first six.Needs satisfied, then you are going to pursue the development of yourself.
啊，那一个人都每一个人都盼望自己的能力可以发挥到最大的限度。
Everybody want to develop his full potential.
然后呢，你就会觉得你看站在最高峰。
Then you feel that oh, you are on the top of the world.
你觉得你的能力都发挥了，你非常高兴。
Because you are attaining reach your potential.
啊，可惜在美国只有0.2%的人呢是满足了这种需要。
Unfortunately, this country only 0.2% of the population have this kind of fulfillment.
也就是说，只有0.2%的人知道自己的才干是什么。
In other words, only those 0.2% people they know what kind of talents or gift they have.
然后呢，他把这些才干都把它充分的发挥出来。
And they just developed all these gifts and potential.
这个心理学家没有说这个天赋是从哪里来。
But this psychologist never said that where this talent gift came from.
但是我们都知道，既然是讲天赋，一定是天上给的。
When we call the in Chinese talents is from heaven, from above.
那如果你不能体会到神在你身上的有恩赐，你就不可能去发展你的天赋。
You cannot realize that if this.Talent gives up from God, then you can never expand this kind of potential of you.
那你就不会满足了。
Then you will not be satisfied.
因为神是造你的主宰。
Because God is the creator, He made you.
他才知道你的情况是什么。
Because God understands, knows you the best.
你要知道自己的天赋，你就要接受耶稣。
So if you want to.No, understand your gift and talent. You have to accept Christ.
然后呢，你接受教会给你的训练。
And then you get a training from the church.
你才会知道你的天赋在哪里。
Then you know that is the gift you have.
那起初呢，这个 Marlow 只研究到这一步。
In the beginning, the psychologist Marlow, he has done some research on this.
啊，那他对下一步有一点概念，但是他没有发展。
He understands this, but he did not continue to develop this theory.
他的学生呢，就帮他发展出来了。
So his student continued his work.
他就把第八层次，他们就把第八层次把它推出来。
And they find out that the last of the eighth level of needs.
我把它翻译成卓越的满足。
And we call it transcendence needs.
一个人的自我得到发挥以后呢
？After you Develop your potential.
你希望能帮助别人也能够发挥。
You like to help others so that they can also develop their own potential too.
看起来你是在帮助别人。
Look like you're just helping others.
然而你是满足自己。
But actually, you are satisfying your own.
而且要达成目标呢，靠自己是做不到。
So if you want to attain this goal, it's very difficult. Just do it by yourself.
所以我们要追求超越人类的限度。
So that's the reason we need to transcend our need.
我们需要有超自然的满足。
So we need a supernatural thing to help us.
这个心理学家给这一层的需要起了个名字。
So this psychologist gave this need a name.
但是什么叫做这个卓越的满足呢？
Do you understand what the word transcendence means?
你查字典呢，你就会发现了。
But if you go to the look up in the dictionary, you will find out.
Transcendence 的定义啊，是英文是我也写下来了啊，这个超就是超越平常的限制。
So it's called surpassing the ordinary.
所以把它翻成卓越。
So the Chinese translation is 卓越。
It's preeminent.
Preeminent.
就是要突破平常经验的限制。
It's break through your ordinary experience.
你看下面一句 ，beyond the range of normal human experience. 那然后呢？再是什么？是超越你能想象。
So and next thing is beyond your imagination.
换句话说 ，transcendence 就可以翻译成是超自然。
So this word can translate as supernatural.
那么为了把中英文都放在荧光幕上呢，所以我把三角形呢拆成两半。
In order to put all these words in the on the screen, I need to break it down into two parts.
所以你看下一张图就是这个原版。
So this is the original pictures.
你看我们下面最低最下一个是什么呢？生理的需要。
Look at the bottom. There is the basic biological and physiological needs.
然后第二层次是安全的需要。
The second level is the safety needs.
第三是归属感和爱。
The third need is belongings and love.
第四个是尊重。
The fourth is the esteem.
第五个是知识。
The fifth is cognitive.
第六是美感。
And the next one is aesthetics.
第七是发挥自我。
And the seventh is self-actualization.
第八呢就卓越了。
And the eighth is transcendence.
我们接下来就要看以弗所书第三章二十节。
Now we have to read the Bible, the Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20.
我们也是中文、英文一起读。
Let's read together in both Chinese and English.
来，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
According to the power that works in us.
所以，什么是你最后追求的满足呢
？So what is the ultimate satisfaction that you are looking for?
就是神用他的超自然大能力
That means God is using his supernatural power
在你的心里能够达成你做梦都想不到的目标
So that he can do something in your mind that you can never imagine
到你完成的时候你会站起来
So when you accomplish you will stand up
说哎我真是想不到能做到啊
And then you scream and say oh I can never imagine
我知道很多人一辈子呢可能就是为那个吃饭睡觉满足这个性需要活着。
I know a lot of people they just fulfill their basics, they just eat and sleep.
那追求的就是吃饱一口饭，养活一家人。
They just want to okay, we can money to buy food and we have a house to live.
那所以有一天呢，如果你拿到了学位了
，So one day when you get your diploma from college,
你得到了最好的工作
，You get a good job,
你买了车子
，You buy a car,
买房子
，You buy a house,
娶了你的最心爱的女人
，You marry your sweetheart,
然后你生了你最爱的孩子
，And you have your own kids,
然后呢
，And after that,
你就过世了
，And then you pass away,
然后你就发现很空虚
，And you feel very empty.
因为你最高层次的满足没有得到满足。
Because you never fulfilled the ultimate satisfaction in you.
我常常主持追思礼拜，特别年纪大了以后。
Many times I recently I did a lot of funeral service.
每一次我如果看一个三四十、四十岁的人过世。
Every time when you look at the deceased person, if he is only 30 years old or 40 years old.
我会感觉到他的，虽然他已经成了家、结了婚、学位学好了。都通通有了。
Even though this deceased person has good education, has a good job, have a family, everything.
但是呢，我就觉得他离世的时候很不满足。
But I feel that when he passed away, I think he is not satisfied.
因为他没有追求到这个最后一项 超越的需要。
Because he never produced the last level of satisfaction.
如果今天到这里呢，到我们教会来，你的目的就是要满足生理的需要。
If today you just come to the church only for the basic needs.
所以你到教会来想交朋友是吧？你看他们年轻人连崇拜的时候没停止讲话，他在交朋友。
So you look at the youth, they come to the church, they just talk because they want to make friends.
啊，那你看其他的这个成年人，很多人呢，哎，希望把自己的家建得更好，有个幸福的家庭。
But for the older people, they say, "Oh, I want a better home, have a happy family, happy home."
所以呢，让孩子学习怎么样做人。
So that they can teach the children how to be good.
所以他们事实上大部分人到教堂来，牧师讲什么大都没有关系。
So when they come to church, it doesn't matter what the pastor preach.
啊，只要我就是这样子平平淡淡过一生嘛，谁来讲都可以啊。
Doesn't matter who is the pastor, they just preach and just came to the church.
然后我就是忙忙碌碌的，聚会完了以后，马上要送孩子去学钢琴啊、跳舞啊、中文学校，很多很多活动。
Yeah, so they will be very busy after the service. They have to take the kids to have piano lesson or Chinese school.
啊，那是你的选择。
This is your choice.
但是这里呢，我告诉你有一个令你兴奋、令你震惊的目标。
But here I tell you, there's an exciting goal in you.
因为你可以超过你自己的人生。
Because this can surpass your daily, your ordinary life.
怎么样才能进一步呢
？How can you surpassing your normal life?
第一就是远离无知。
The first, you have to depart from your ignorance.
啊，中文的这个箴言第九章第六节这么说。
If you look at the Bible verse of Prophet. 9, 9, verse 6.
我们可能要跟下一个英文译本的这个译文呢一起放出来。
We have to look at the English translation too.
啊，那我是想办法把它翻译回来，从英文翻译中文，然后现在要从中文又翻译成英文，所以你们就读那个英文的，学英文的就读英文的。
So that you read the English part.
然后呢，中文的就念这个箴言第九章第六节中文版。
And for the Chinese context, read the Chinese part, the 9, 6.
我们一起读。
Stop
要远离无知的人而存活，要走智慧的路。所以你看英文他就讲了，要离开你无知的生活。
So if you look at the English word translated, it's the durable means ignorance.
啊，我不是说活在四种基本需要里的人都是无知。
I didn't say that those people only have the four basic life, they are ignorant, they are.Good.
事实上，我也是被这四种基本需要绑住。
Actually, I was tied down by these four basic needs.
但是神要我们设立更高的目标。
But God wanted to set a higher goal.
神要我们依靠他。
God wanted to depend on Him.
然后神会用他的大能。
So God can use His power.
让我们可以超越我们自己的基本需要。
So we can surpassing our basic needs.
所以这是第一点，远离无知。
So this is the first step to stop being foolish.
第二呢，就是热切的爱神。
The second part is to love God fervently.
啊，你想要充分发挥你的人生极致吗
？Do you want to develop your potential to the end?
啊，你要充分满足别人的感觉需要吗？
Do you want to fulfill other people's needs?
啊，你自己可能做不到。
Maybe you cannot do that yourself.
可是如果你热爱神，你就可以做到。
But if you love God fervently, you can do that.
因为真正能够控制我们一切的是神。
Because God is controlling your life.
有一次，保罗给一群不认识神的人讲道。
One time, Apostle Paul preached to a group of non-believers.
他们拜的神呢，叫做未世之神。
Those people they worship a god called unknown god.
就好像有一次我到中国泰山去爬山。
Just like one time I went to China to a mountain, 泰山。
啊，那半山腰呢就有一个庙。
In the middle of the mountain there's a temple.
你知道中国大陆人现在是共产党控制，是无神论。
But you know that in China communism they should be atheists.
啊。所以呢，这些中国人现在都不知道怎么样去拜神了。
So the Chinese don't know how to worship God.
那甚至有个庙呢，他就教大家你怎么样去买香啊，怎么样去拜。
So the people in the temple they teach you how to buy incense, how to worship God.
然后呢，他就告诉他说，你点了香呢，向四周拜一拜。
So the person who teach you say you burn the incense and then you worship four directions.
那所以呢，很多人说这干什么？
But some people don't understand, so they ask, why are we doing this?
他说你是拜四方神明。
They say, oh, you are worshiping the God, the 四方神明。
四方。Four directions.
God of four directions.
啊，也就是他不知道自己在拜谁，所以谁都不漏，一个都不漏，所有都要拜。
Because these people don't know what to worship, so they just worship all directions, so they won't miss any God.
所以保罗呢，在使徒行传第十七章26-27节这样说，我们是中文英文一起读。
So in the book of Acts, chapter 17:26-27, read together.
我们读的时候呢，前面是第二十六节，下一页是二十七节，我们一起读。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
The next verse.
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。所以这是说神创造第一个人。然后呢，他要造出我们现在这个每一个人。然后他在全所有造的人中就选了你。然后呢，就安排你在2015年坐在我们中间。
2015, then you sit right here.
都有目的的。
Because there's a plan in him.
不是偶然的。
It's not accidental.
他的目的是什么呢？
You know what's the purpose?
他要你寻求神。
Because he wants you to seek for God.
要知道他的心意。
He wants you to know what is God's will.
然后接下去他就说，神离你不远。
And then he continues to say, God is not too far away from you.
只要你向他祷告，他就会听见了。
When you pray to him, he will listen to you.
我们接下去还要读一节经文，我们还是中文、英文一起读。
And the next, we're going to read Ephesians chapter 2:10. We'll read together.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。这节圣经是什么意思呢？
Do you know what this Bible verse means?
说神造你有个目的。
When God created you, there's a purpose in you.
他早在你信他之前就已经把人生目标交给你了。
Before you were born, he already have a plan in you.
啊，那他要你做什么呢？
What does God want you to do?
他要你行善。
He said he wants you to do good works.
而这个字啊，跟中国人的了解不一样。
This word is a little bit different in the Chinese translation.
英文说要 do good.
In English, you say do good.
就是说你走正路。
That means you walk the right path.
不是，不只是说你要行善。
Not just do good things.
要你不要浪费人生。
Don't waste your time.
不要做那些不需要的事。
Don't do things that in vain, nothing to nothing.
啊，神要你完成那个上好的事。
He wants you to finish the good, the best thing.
这是第二点。
The second point.
然后呢，我们就要讲第三点。
And the third point is,
啊，我们要无私的服务他人。
We have to serve others selflessly.
啊，那么这个诗篇第112篇第九节。
And let's go back to the Psalm 112 and verse 9.
哦，我这一节就没有放英文的。
That's okay.
啊，那我就来读中文的啊。他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。他的脚必被高举，大有荣耀。
In the English word, it said he has scattered abroad his gift to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be lifted high in honor.
所以呢，圣经要你无私的去帮助别人。
In other words, the Bible commands you.
这样做呢，你的仁义就存到永远。
So that your
righteousness
will be endure forever.
而最后是你自己 得帮助。
At the end, you get help yourself.
啊，你就有满足。
Then you'll be satisfied.
那怎么帮助别人呢？
Now, how do you help others?
不只是帮助别人满足四项基本的需要。
Not just help the other the four basic things.
而是要让别人灵魂更新。
You want to help others so that their soul can be renewed.
你才会带来永恒的改变。
Then you have bring the eternal change.
所以如果我们在 这生你做了很多好事情
So if you do a lot of good things
可是呢没有带来永恒的结果
But if you don't eternal things
那么就是白做
Then you're wasting your time doing something that's not worthy
然后第四就是说你要存心去活出你的新生命。
The last point is to live out your new life.
为什么我们要走在正路上 do good 呢？
Why we have to walk on the right path to do good?
因为我们存心去给别人的生命带来改变。
Because we want to bring a new life for others.
我们让大家都得到幸福的人生。
So that everybody can have a happy life.
所以今天的信息呢，我们说人有基本的需要。
SoToday, the message is talk about we have basic needs.
我们还有这个进一步的需要。
We have another advanced needs.
可是都有一个基础。
But we need a foundation.
就是你要相信神，依靠他。
The foundation you have to trust in God and believe in Him.
啊，那我盼望我们每一个人都跟神相连。
I wish everybody here can be connected with God.
把你的生命的主权交给神。
So that you give your life, dedicate to Him.
啊，神来带领你。
So God can guide you.
然后定下你幸福人生的目标。
So He can give you the goal to have a happy life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
因为你已经把你的心意向我们显明。
Because you show your will to us.
啊，让我们可以跟随你的旨意。
So that we can follow your will.
达成我们的人生目标。
So that we can fulfill our goal.
求你帮助我们。
We ask that you help us.
现在就下定决心。
Now we make up our mind.
愿意把我们一生都摆上。
We dedicate our life to you.
然后我们一生来跟随你。
So that we can follow you.
然后让我们可以得到满足的人生。
So that we can fulfill life.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.